Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, Boston has a new mayor for the first time in 20 years. 46-year-old Marty Walsh was inaugurated at Boston College, where he earned his degree while holding down a day job as a state representative. WBUR's Fred Tice has highlights on today's inauguration.
Marty Walsh became Boston's first new mayor in 20 years in a ceremony that mixed tradition, a celebration of his Irish roots, and the diverse Boston he promises to embrace.
One to every generation.
It was a ceremony that made room for the Boston Fire Gaelic Pipe and Drum Band and students from the Boston Renaissance Charter Public School. Walsh began his inaugural address with a concise promise.
I will listen, I will learn, I will lead.
He promised to pay attention to the entire city.
We are a city upon a hill, but it's not just the shining light of Beacon Hill. It's Savin Hill where I live. It's Bunker Hill and Bellevue Hill and Fort Hill. It's Pope's Hill and Jones Hill and Telegraph Hill. It's Copps Hill, Mission Hill, and Eagle Hill.
Like New York's new mayor, Bill de Blasio, Walsh promised to address inequality in the city.
Every person in every corner of our city. We cannot tolerate a city divided by privilege and poverty.
Walsh outlined four priorities.
Strengthening our economy and creating jobs. Improving public safety and stopping senseless gun violence. Ensuring our schools help every child to succeed. And increasing trust and transparency in city governments.
Walsh promised to bring new support to victims of gun violence and their families.
Imagine if these kids, these parents, had people to help them in times of trauma. Healthcare professionals, community members serving as volunteers, answering the call whenever a life and with it a family and a neighborhood is torn by violent crime.
One of Walsh's most surprising proposals, a performance audit of the Boston public schools.
Education spending is the biggest piece of our city budget. So when we start with this principle, every dollar we spend on education must be put to the best and most effective use. That's why I'll work with the school committee and the acting superintendent to commission a performance audit of our school department. A close look not just at where the money's going, but whether it's being spent most efficiently and effectively.
The most surprising response to Walsh's inaugural address came when he promised to restructure the Boston Redevelopment Authority.
I am committed to restructuring the Boston Redevelopment Authority and to bring together a smart, rational, effective way so all the parts of city government and job creation work for the consumer and for the business community.
That remark by Walsh earned him one of the loudest applauses of his inauguration. It may have been a reflection of the frustration with the BRA people in Boston's neighborhoods have felt over the years. At several points, Walsh made his address personal. He promised, for example, to revitalize the Strand Theater.
The Strand is part of my family's history. A place I walked by countless times as a kid with my mother and my brother, going up in Scorner. And just recently, I began and ended my own campaign for mayor within its storied walls. Now as the Strand approaches its 100th anniversary, it can once again be an economic engine for the neighborhood, an educational resource for our teens, and a new performance and gathering spot for our entire city.
Towards the end of his address, Walsh recognized that, all in all, the city he's inheriting is in good shape. For that, he expressed his gratitude towards Boston's outgoing longtime mayor, Tom Menino, saying, his legacy is already legend, and his vision is all around us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.